Once upon a time, there was a girl, that must be me, who lived in a castle. Yes, that is me. And every day she would go out and play.
The IU Department of Theater and Drama opens the new school year with The Day Boy and the Night Girl. It's a brand new musical, part of Premier Musicals, developing musical theater at Indiana University. The Day Boy and the Night Girl is adapted from a story by 19th century clergyman George MacDonald. The original is a curious fairy tale that breaks most of the conventions. There's a witch, a heroic youth, and an imprisoned maiden, but the witch is not evil. She's a brilliant, powerful woman with a driven search for knowledge and the curse of a wolf in her mind. There's a hero, the Day Boy, raised without any fear in the light, but he's terrified in the dark. And there's the maiden, the Night Girl, imprisoned in a dark cellar, but she saves herself and the hero as well. The words and music for the new musical are by musical theater veterans Katie Baldwin Eng and James Rubio. Although they've been working on The Day Boy and The Night Girl for a number of years, this is its first full production. Eng and Rubio's show does a lovely job of keeping the lyrical beauty of George MacDonald's original, but they've added a lot of humor and some nicely integrated subplots as they fleshed out the simple tale. Leading the production is guest Tina Stafford in a masterful performance of the complexities of the witch. She is made by turns frightening, laughable, and finally heroic. Mandy Striff and Mark Bannock were delightful as the witch's much-put-upon assistants. Carmen White was bluffly energetic as the Day Boy, with lovely Carol charming as the feisty Night Girl. William Angelou was athletically flexible as the wolf who torments the witch. Carrie Ipima was a pleasure as the moonlight dancer who charms the escaping Night Girl. And I have to mention the ensemble member Maggie Monsieur. She made a great horse, complete with nervous feet and flaring nostrils. Directing and choreographing this first production of The Day Boy and the Night Girl is George Pinney, with musical direction by James Ivy. A woman next to me described the set as Harry Potter style. And yes, the scenic design is by Seamus Bourne and Jared Rutherford, and it echoes the fantasy. Colorful and varied costumes, a show by themselves, or by Robbie Stanton. The Day Boy and the Night Girl continues in IU's Wells Metz Theater with performances tonight and Saturday at 7:30 and Sunday at 2. You can find this review and an interview with wordsmith Katie Baldwin Eng and composer James Rubio on our website. That's at wfiu.org. At the theater for you, I'm George Walker.